This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces continue to fight against advancing Russian troops in the eastern region of Donbas on Wednesday. Ukrainian military planes were seen flying low and smoke billowed in the background as the sounds of artillery rang out in Bakhmut. Luhansk region governor said in a Telegram post on Wednesday that some Ukrainian troops were fighting with the Russians in the city while others had pulled back. Quote, the evacuation of civilians has been halted. There's no possibility to bring in humanitarian aid, he said. The head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization says the alliance and its allies are, quote, monitoring very closely Russia's nuclear exercises amid the war in Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, alongside U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday, noted the exercises come after Russian leaders' rhetoric about the possibility of an escalation to nuclear war.
This nuclear saber-rattling rhetoric is dangerous, and it is something that is only increasing tensions.
The NATO chief, however, says no changes have been observed in the posture of Russian nuclear forces. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
A solemn funeral was held in Uvalde, Texas on Wednesday for Irma Garcia, one of the two teachers killed in the bloodiest U.S. school shooting in a decade, and her husband Jose Garcia, who died of a heart attack 2 days after the shooting. The couple, who were high school sweethearts, are survived by four children. The funeral held at the same Catholic church that will see many of the 19 students aged 9 to 11 who were shot to death last Tuesday, along with two teachers, by an 18-year-old gunman who burst into their fourth-grade classroom at Robb Elementary School and opened fire. This is VOA News. New York City is exploring gun detectors in subways following April's mass shooting that left 10 people with bullet wounds, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The mayor is considering technology used to scan large numbers of people quickly for weapons, like at sports stadiums and theme parks. But security experts say the personnel needed at every single subway entrance is prohibitive. Meanwhile, a woman injured in the Brooklyn subway shooting is suing the gun maker. Authorities say a 9mm Glock semi-automatic handgun was used in the attack. In her lawsuit filed Tuesday, Eileen Stewart said Glock endangered the public health and safety with the marketing, distribution, and sales of its guns. Julie Walker, New York.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will make a present of a horse to Queen Elizabeth II to mark the celebrations of her 70 years on the throne. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Elysee says Macron has decided to give a 7-year-old grey horse to the British monarch. The horse, which belonged to the largely ceremonial French Republican Guard, was trained to carry the standard bearer of the Guard and recently paraded on the Paris Champs-Élysées Avenue. Macron will pay a formal homage to the Queen on Thursday during a flame rekindling ceremony at the Arc de Triomphe monument in Paris. He will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in the presence of British Ambassador to France, Mena Rawlings. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For the first time, a woman is now chief of a U.S. military service, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
And it's about time.
President Biden saluting Admiral Linda Fagan, the Coast Guard's new commandant and the first female armed forces chief.
We mean when we say there are no doors closed to women.
Says while Fagan is the first, she cannot be the last. The president says the nation will call on the Coast Guard more often to face climate change and other challenges. Fagan says the service will respond.
You are the world's best Coast Guard. I am honored and humbled to serve alongside you as we look to the future.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces continued to fight against advancing Russian troops in the eastern region of Donbas on Wednesday. Ukrainian military planes were seen flying low and smoke billowed in the background as the sounds of artillery rang out in Bakhmut. But Luhansk region governor said in a Telegram post that some Ukrainian troops were fighting while the Russians had pulled back. Unfortunately, he said the evacuations of civilians had been halted with no possibility of humanitarian aid. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.